You are listening to Troy and Tyler on Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. We are a weekly trucking podcast, and all we talk about is trucking-related material and trucking only. Tyler, tell them how they can find us.
Yeah, you can definitely find us on TalkCDL.com, our number one spot. Also, Facebook.com/TalkCDL to listen to the show, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and any other podcasting app that you want. You can find us there. Thank you so much. Enjoy the episode.
3, 2, 1. We're on.
We're on.
We are on. And like all that pausing isn't good for the show.
Oh, all right. So well, hey, are we live? Like, are we out there right now on the airwaves or what?
We're in the studio doing a recording, and this is a recording that we didn't have anybody calling in on. It's just you and I today, Johnny Acid. What is today? The first of the year.
Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year. Just let everybody know, Johnny Acid just had dinner at my house, and
oh, you're not going to tell them, are you?
About the lobster?
Yeah, about the lobster.
John got a bad lobster.
Yeah, I bit into it, and it smelled like ammonia. Like I swallowed it like a dog, and then
you're not going to throw up on the air, are you?
Well, it's working its way down. Let me just say,
is it coming? Is it going out the back or the front? I mean, just let me know because I want to duck.
Is this a 20-minute show?
Don't get it on that mic.
Is this a 20-minute show?
Yeah, it's a 20-minute show.
I guess we'll find out then.
Oh, you think it's going to erupt before? Okay. All right, well, let's get this. Hey, today we're talking about, there was a survey recently put out. We just want to talk about it a little bit because it's something that I've done and you've done in the past. And that the question was posed, what don't you like about driver recruiters? Hundreds of drivers just jumped in there and we're talking. Let me start out by saying this before we go into reading some of the survey and talking about, you know, the misconceptions of drivers and recruiters. Because believe me, it's a big argument. Most driver recruiters are ex-drivers.
Is that true?
It's very true. I'll bet you 90% of most companies that have a recruiter, and which most need a recruiter, just about every one of them drove truck trailer.
Well, that's probably a good thing, right?
I believe it is, and I believe it isn't. And it's really, you know, we could say who's best for the job all we want. But a truck driver recruiter is really only as good as the man, you know, behind the phone. It's really whether he drove a truck or he didn't, whether he worked in dispatch or he never worked at a trucking company ever, which, to be honest with you, I firmly believe you really should pretty much be able to drive a truck if you're going to recruit these guys. But most of these guys that are out there that recruiters, what, you know, the old jokes, just like the same, it's almost like the lawyer joke. How do you know when a recruiter is lying? You know the answer, right?
When his lips are moving.
Exactly, when his lips are moving. And that's a pretty standard answer for recruiters and lawyers and car salesmen, all that stuff in general.
My ex-wife.
Your ex-wife. She was a liar when her lips were moving. I didn't even know her, but yeah. Since she's your ex, I'm getting, anyways. So, Johnny, you know, the question was posed, what don't you like about driver recruiters? So I've got a couple of the answers up here. One guy writes, his name is David. He writes, they're unnecessary cubicle cowboys cutting into profit margins. Recruiting is a part of a driver's job. We see the hand at work and might know him. Not sure about that last part of the answer, but now the statement was a recruiter is unnecessary. Let's be honest about one thing going into this conversation.
Go ahead.
Recruiters are well needed, okay? They're absolutely well needed, and their job is very tiring. I've done it myself. I've been in recruiting. I've been in safety. I did everything. And it's a well-needed job in a company. Now, why is that? Truck drivers, the average turnover in the industry for tractor-trailer drivers, especially over-the-road drivers, is 140%, which means for every 100 trucks you have in your fleet, you have to hire 140 drivers in a year's time to keep that company going. So if you have 1,000 trucks, you got to hire 1,400. Now, just imagine being one of the big boys, okay, and having 10,000 trucks. That means you've got to hire 14,000 drivers for the year in order to keep your fleet full. That's just to keep every truck moving. And then just imagine being like, say, Swift. They're like 23,000 trucks. That means you have to hire 28 to 30,000 drivers every year to keep your fleet going. What do you think of that number, Big John? Or should I say Johnny Acid?
Yeah, that number's huge. Obviously, you know, if you didn't have recruiters doing all the background stuff, pre-screening, bringing people on board, there's no way in hell you could keep up with those kind of numbers.
Yeah, 100%. Absolutely correct. Here's another guy. He writes, obviously, if they have a full-time recruiter, obviously, it's a lie. It's the company without a recruiter that will be better. Turnover is too high if they need someone just to hire. And again, we'll go back to the industry turnover. Okay, when you're a trucking company and you've got to rely, and let's be honest with each other, we're all drivers. We all drove truck. Johnny, you did a little driving. I've done driving. Everybody calls in. Everybody that's on our show, okay, has driven a tractor trailer. And it's one of those jobs. Even if it's a good job, it's hard to stay doing it when you have to stay out on the road 2-3 weeks at a time, be away from your family, put up with ice and snow and crappy weather, fatigue driving, sitting around doing nothing, again, missing the family, worrying about DOT giving you a ticket, and then you got four-wheelers cutting you off. And like I said, the worst part is mama at home crying, I miss you, I miss you, I miss you. You're always going to have a high turnover in that industry. And the more, listen, just doing the numbers, the bigger your company, the more you're going to have a turnover. I don't care. And then, you know, this guy writes, Bill writes, if they need a recruiter, they must be lying. That's not true, Bill. I 100% that is not true. The bottom line is, you know, we're in one of the toughest industries there is. The trucking industry is a tough. You got to be a tough person to make it as a trucker, Johnny.
Absolutely. I've been out there, man.
Yeah. Well, and you know, Johnny, honestly, there's, and I've said these statistics before, 3 out of 4 people get their CDL and they don't make it 6 months and never drive again. And I'm talking about the ones that are paying $7,000 to $10,000 for their license to go to these schools. They don't make it 6 months and they never drive again because they get out there and it's like, oh my gosh, this sucks. And it takes a special breed, okay, to stay out there and be gone. And hats off to you. Praise God if you're able to do it. But let's be honest, man, the industry, it's a very demanding industry. So you can't just blame it on the trucking company for why drivers are quitting. It's just a fact.
It's just a tough job to begin with. Like you said, you know, here's kind of an analogy. I mean, the military, you know, you got guys that go on deployment. They're away from their families for a year, year and a half. It's tough. It's tough on families. You know, there's a lot of divorce, unfortunately, in the military for that reason. And guys get out all the time so they could be home with their family. So it's kind of the same thing.
Hey, let me read this next guy. I'm gonna tell you something very blunt. And I want, listen to this. This next guy here, Bradley, he writes, lying, lying, and lying. Tell the truth and maybe you will be able to keep folks instead of telling some on the BS story, telling some of us the BS story. And when said recruit finds out the truth, they are gone. But I guess this would literally slit a recruiter's throat because they'd be telling the truth. Now, think about this for a second. Now, when I recruited, a couple times I said to a driver, they'd be like, just tell me what's bad about your company. And you know what? When they ask me that, you know what I would say to these guys, Johnny?
What?
Literally, I would say, listen, it's a trucking company, dude. Okay? What's bad about it is you're going to come in and you're going to bust your butt and you're going to run long hours and there's going to be times where maybe a load falls through or you don't get home when you were promised you were going to get home.
That's trucking.
That's trucking. You're going to call everybody a liar the first time something doesn't work right or the truck breaks down or maybe you don't get the miles or whatever the case is, right? The bottom line is it's a trucking job, brother, and you got to come in and bust your butt, but there's going to be times where you get PO'd. And you know what? Every time I would say that to a trucker, you know what they would do?
What?
Hey, I'll call you back. Thank you.
Hey, well, hold
I'm
on.
I'm not kidding
hold
you. So what do they want you to do? You can get on the phone with every trucker and read them every do's and don'ts of the company and everything that could possibly go wrong. But guess what? It's the same everywhere.
Well, hold on a second. Let me play devil's advocate for this guy.
Go ahead.
Okay. Do you think maybe that there's some recruiters out there that are saying to some of these drivers, you're going to get 4,500 miles a week. You're going to be home on weekends. Don't worry. It's all drop and hook. Mm-hmm. Average length of haul one way is 1,000 miles. You're never going to touch the freight. You know, do you think there's guys out there that are actually misleading drivers like that?
Absolutely, I do. And of course, I'm not here to pick on drivers. I'm just here to defend some of the statements that a lot of guys are making, that every recruiter's a liar. That's just not even close to the truth. But you're right. There are some recruiters out there that they have a quota, I guess. You know, they've got to make every month.
Right.
And the bottom line is, like you just said, they're going to embellish. They're going to promise more miles and more of this and more of that. And to be honest with you, you know, it's like anything else. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
You know something? There's probably good and bad recruiters, just like there are drivers and dispatchers. I mean, there's guys out there like us when we recruited that did a very good job and very thorough. And we knew our company inside and out. But I think maybe there's some guys out there, too, who just kind of make it up as they go along because they don't look stupid.
Now, here's something else that I wanted to bring up, okay, while we're on the subject of information going to drivers. Okay, what a lot of drivers don't realize. I want to tell you a story about what happened to me one time, okay? I wish they could see your face. We're going to start videoing this stuff.
Is it turning green yet, that lobster?
I think Johnny has the squirts. But anyways, no, so I was working for...
I'm clenching. Anyway, go ahead.
Let me tell you who I was working for. I'm not kidding you. I was a recruiter. I was an outside recruiter working for a company called Schaefer Trucking.
Are they still around?
Sure they are. They're good. Actually, they're a good company. So I was recruiting for them, and they came to me. The head of recruiting asked me, they said, hey, we have a need for, I think it was like 12 or 20 drivers, running a dedicated run from Paw Paw, Michigan to Harrisburg and back. That's all they were going to be doing.
Sounds like a great job.
Yeah. Well, here's what's even better. Check this out. This company called Ward, that is somewhere in Pennsylvania, caught wind of the advertisement.
Right.
Check this out. They all, like about 12 of their drivers in one shot called me. And I said, here's the deal. Well, these guys lived almost exactly in the middle of that dedicated run. So you know what that means, right? You're going to pick up in Paw Paw, Michigan, and then you're going to be going home for your break. And then you're going to, the next morning, deliver your load in Harrisburg. And then at the end of the day, you're going to be going back through the house. You're going through the house almost every day. Well, and does that not sound like exactly what that is?
Doesn't sound like a hard sell to me.
Not a hard sell. In fact, those guys literally quit Ward. Every one of them quit Ward to come to this dedicated run. I'm not kidding you. Guess what? They get their travel set up. Yeah. These guys get to orientation.
Right.
And I get a phone call. Guess what they say to me?
The
carrier says to me, hey, listen, we're going to have to start telling drivers that they're not going to get home every day because now they're going to be going all over the country with that run out of Paw Paw. I said, what about those guys that are in orientation? He goes, yeah, man, sorry. And so all of a sudden, the salesman at the company, I guess, and I'm not sure how this happened, but either the salesman or operations, somebody said, hey, we need these guys for this dedicated run from Paw Paw, running orange juice, over to Harrisburg and back, right?
Yeah.
And I went out and got all these drivers for them, all right? And guess what? Literally, now guess who looks like the big liar? What do you think 12
recruiter.
What do you think 12 drivers sitting in an orientation are saying at the end of the day when they hear, okay, now those runs out of Paw Paw are going to be going all over the country instead of back to Harrisburg every time? What do you think those drivers were saying?
What's the recruiter's address?
Yeah, but just the exactly. Lying SOB recruiter. Right. Mm-hmm. He's a lying scumbag, rotten. And every one of them walked out from what I understand. I mean, so.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Well, what I'm getting at is in a trucking company, the recruiter, and I am defending the recruiter right now, okay? The recruiter is told, here's what you tell the driver. For example, 2,500 to 3,000 miles. And then he gets into orientation and he works for the company and he's only getting 1,800, 1,900 miles. Okay. But he was told to sell 25 to 3,000 based on operations. Operations are usually the ones that give out all that information to the recruiters, and the recruiters have to then pass it on to your possible driver candidates. And so that's what happens a lot of times. Okay. But stuff does fall through. Now, in the example of the dedicated run out of Paw Paw, Michigan, which I think was Minute Maid or one of those orange juice companies, literally, Johnny looks like he's getting sick. Johnny, swallow that. Be a man, will you? Anyways, so what I'm getting at is that load.
I spit.
Okay, good. That. you know what? I'm leaving this on the dang show.
I didn't finish. You know, it's not like I said the other part.
It's staying on.
I mean, I'm sure they'll figure it out, but it's not like I said it. Right?
Okay. All right. Yeah, so anyway, so in that case of the Pawpaw deal, the contract that they were going to be getting, I guess, fell through, but they wanted to get a jump on it so that they can have these 12 or 20 drivers or whatever they needed already on site, hired, drug screened, road tested, orientated, and ready to go for this. And then at the last minute, it falls through. Well, now you're playing with people's lives.
Absolutely.
I don't know that anybody cared. I think they felt bad about it back then. I don't know. But the bottom line is the recruiter didn't lie, which was me. Okay, I was told sell dedicated run from Paw Paw to Harrisburg, and I sold it, and they bought it. And guess what? I look like a piece of garbage liar.
Now, that probably doesn't happen all that often, though, does it?
That does happen a lot. It absolutely does, because I've had it happen several times after that. But I always said, listen, is it sealed? Is everything definitely guaranteed? And then when they didn't give me direct answers, I literally would not push that. Only because I knew something didn't smell right. But the bottom line was, it wasn't coming from the dang recruiter. It was just his mouthpiece that the driver was hearing it from.
That's not too cool, man.
It's not cool, man. And look, it just, stuff happens. It does. Okay. But when the recruiter gets most of his information, the mileage to sell, the trucks, everything, and then it's different when they get there, well, whose fault is that?
Why did you have to buy that lobster? Oh, my God.
Yeah, well,
are you kidding me?
No, hey, Johnny.
How much longer is this show?
Johnny, it's not that bad.
I don't mean to interrupt the flow here, but right. You know what I mean?
But listen,
gurgling over here.
For the show, food poisoning is not that bad.
I'll somehow make it through with the food poisoning you gave me. Thanks.
Well, I appreciate that.
Happy New Year.
Tell them what we did for that anyways. Remember, we went around the table and I said, everybody say something positive to Johnny, and everybody had positive things like this is going to be a good memory. It'll be a funny memory for you. Everybody had a little positive thing to say about your food poisoning.
And your one little friend there said, well, if you live.
That was my son-in-law. He said, if you live, there's going to be good things. We're all going positive. So look at, let's go back to this subject. What do you hate about your recruiter? And obviously the number one reason, the number one thing that everybody says they hate is that they lie. They're liars. One says here, they are all liars and will tell you anything to get you to sign on with whoever they represent. If a company has to hire a recruiter, run constant ads in every paper across the U.S. and every trucking magazine or paper, they are not worth working for. Honestly, truly, they're saying the best jobs to look for are the ones that don't have recruiters. But let me tell you something about that company. Usually it's a one or two small one truck chuck company, and then they want to pay you under the table and sometimes not pay you at all. So, one job, it has its advantages.
The trucks are junk. They break down. The one contract they have falls through.
Yeah.
Their brother-in-law wants to drive the truck, so they kick you to the curb.
One guy writes in here, he says, I'm a driver recruiter. And he says, look, this goes both ways. He said, I'm also sick and tired of drivers telling me I have two jobs on my DAC. And then when I run his DAC, there's 15 other jobs on there he didn't tell us. And Johnny, you've been in recruiting. How many times have we seen a truck driver, call us and in the past as a recruiter? And every recruiter out there can testify to this. You get a driver, he calls in and he says, yeah, no, I don't got any tickets. I had a guy one time, he goes, I got nothing on my MVR. And this was back when Pennsylvania would take 48 hours to get an MVR back.
Right.
A guy on a Friday says to me, I got no tickets, no nothing. I said, no DUIs, no felonies, no nothing. He goes, absolutely not. And so we invite him to come in on Monday. His MVR is back with two DUIs on it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And you know what he said? Oh, I forgot about them. And that's one of their famous answers. Oh, I forgot about it. So, you know, and to be honest with you, you know, it goes both ways. You know, a lot of drivers lie to the companies and they lie to the recruiters, man.
Yeah, it's like, oh, man, I forgot 6 months ago I took out a minivan, you know, and then I rolled the truck. Crap, I knew I forgot something.
Absolutely. And you want to know something? I've heard that many times. Oh, I forgot about that. You know, like you said, I forgot about the reckless driving I had 2 years ago. You know, nobody forgets about that. That's your big hang up about not getting a job.
Right.
You know, and look, let's be honest. We can all talk about this. We're drivers. We're ex-drivers. I can talk about this. Anybody's got a problem with it, I'm sorry.
A weight violation, maybe you'll forget from 2 years ago.
But, yeah. And right. We don't care if you had a logbook violation 2 years ago, but when you had a DUI, you know, okay, that's lying. Now you're lying to recruiters, you know, so it does go both ways. So, what was I going to say here, John?
I don't know. It's like I have ADD. I keep going off the rails, man.
You do, man.
Well, you know what? It's because you're poisoning me. I don't know what to tell you, man. Yeah. It's not too cool, man.
Here's a guy. He says, last one told me since since they acquired another company, empty trailers will never be a problem. She also said I would get home on the weekends, but it turns out it's only 34 hours, and it's 3 out of 4 weekends. Now, look. That's one of the big things that drivers are going to complain about. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Home time?
Not just home time, but one of the big things that drivers really will complain about is the weekend thing. And a lot of drivers want to pin you down as a recruiter to weekends.
I think 3 out of 4 weekends is pretty good. I mean,
well, but I agree with the driver. If the driver is told he's going to get home every weekend, okay. You're going to make it.
Yeah, I'll make it. Keep going. I'm sorry. I keep interrupting your flow. I can't help it, man. It's this butter. It's killing me.
Is it the butter or is it the food poisoning?
The butter and the ammonia mix.
Okay. Well, that's not a big deal. I think you'll be all right. And you know what? If you die on the show, just imagine the ratings. It's true. It's true. You kick right now, I guarantee our ratings go up. I guarantee it. So
I do anything for the show.
There you go, buddy. And I, you know, what's funny when you said, hey, there's ammonia smelling on my loft. I'm like, who poisoned Johnny? We thought we had an Agatha Christie thing going on.
I thought I bit into some smelling salts or something.
It was crazy. I don't even know what I was just talking about. Oh my gosh. I don't even know if this show will ever make the air, honestly.
This has to make the air. Are you kidding me? Yeah. This is my last show.
Well, if it's your last show, I promise you it will definitely make the air. It'll bump us up to fame.
All right.
Well, the guy with the weekend thing. And now I agree with a truck driver. If a company tells me I'm going to get home every weekend. Now, as a driver, the one thing you should be able to do when you're talking to a recruiter and they say weekends, you should say weekends, right? Not weekly, because most companies have a weekly
home weekly instead of weekend.
It's a home weekly thing versus policy. Yeah, policy. I couldn't think of the word. The policy is weekly. They don't want to guarantee that it's Saturday and Sunday. You know, in trucking, to be safe, most companies don't. And what most companies will guarantee is you're going to get at least the restart. Gurgling again, Johnny Acid.
I am, yeah.
Yeah. You want to cut it out and run or what?
No. Let's drive on.
Go, Johnny Acid. This show is going to be messed
up. It's horrible, I know.
But you're totally my concentration. What a day to do a show.
No, you were talking about the weekend thing. Let me tell you something, though. You know, I think most drivers are pretty cool if they have to work maybe 1 out of every 4 weekends it doesn't work out. But I think the guy that gets me is the guy that goes, I want to be home at 5 o'clock on Friday, and I want to be out at 9 o'clock on Monday, and I don't want to... And that better not change from that. Well, if the freight comes in, it's a little different. You got to leave on a Sunday night. Big deal.
Well, and you want to know something, Johnny?
It's trucking.
Johnny, you want to know something?
It's trucking.
You bring up a valid point. In trucking, I mean, and I, you know, that's such a cliche when people go, look, man, it's trucking, but it's true. you know, you're when we signed up for this job, we knew we were not getting something regular. It's not a punch in and punch out job. It just isn't there. Now, don't get me wrong. I've worked for some companies where I'm pretty regularly getting home on the weekend. And you know, I know something that changed. I had this one carrier, you know, for maybe a half a year. I was home every Friday. And then one day it changed, literally. And that's because the freight train changed. They maybe end up with a new customer, which starts making you have to do different things. And it just happens. These people want to just hang you on a tree if you, and that's why when a truck driver calls in to a recruiter,
right,
and they get like, okay, I want to know, like you said, can I get home at 5 o'clock on a Friday? And I've got to pick up my kids by a certain time, or my ex-wife won't let me have them kids, or I've got to be in church on a Sunday at a certain time. I cannot miss it. I help out here and do this and do that. Personally, I would almost have to suggest maybe a local job for those guys instead of, you know, trying to be out on the road for a week at a time.
Yeah, it's you know, if you want to be like Fred Flintstone and that they blow the horn and you slide down the dinosaur's tail and land in your car and drive home.
I like that.
You know, right at 5 o'clock.
I like that analogy.
You probably shouldn't truck. You know, I mean, like you said, a local job maybe, but man, you got to roll with it just a little bit, brother.
But here's the one thing, though. I do agree with a driver. If a recruiter tells you, here's what you're getting when it comes to pay,
right,
when it comes to home time, I do agree that that really should be obliged. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, like I said, though, I do understand that it's trucking and that weather, a customer, whatever could happen, and all of a sudden, there's one weekend out. But if you sign up for a job for home every weekend and then it turns into every 3 out of 4 weekends, I think that's a lie. That's a recruiter lying. I'm with the drivers on that. Because the drivers are asking for the weekends for a certain reason, and that's what they need. So really the bottom line is at that point, you were lied to, you know, and it's time to move on. Yes, there are recruiters that lie.
I mean, I think it's incumbent upon the recruiter to do his job right and give out the good information because you know, you're asking the driver to make a big life change. He's quitting his job. He's moving on if he has a job.
Johnny, here's the one thing, though. If a recruiter stands up and says to a driver, listen, we're guaranteeing you home every weekend.
Right.
But driver, crap happens. This you could 3 months from now, you don't get home for a week or two. And because of customers, because of this, we just want you to know ahead of time, driver, that it's still a trucking job and the BS can still happen even here. Let me tell you something. 99% of those drivers are not going to go there because now the drivers are thinking, oh, that guy's telling me that I could get screwed over. And you know what? They'd rather go to the recruiter that's guaranteeing them all this stuff. And look, in trucking, if somebody's guaranteeing you something, you probably don't. Might want to be cautious about going there because it's hard to make guarantees in trucking.
Yeah, especially when the driver may have some unusual, things that he's requesting coming in. I talked to a guy once. He goes, "It's got to be an automatic. I don't drive at night, and I don't drive in the wind."
Yeah,
it's like what? Huh? He goes, "Yeah, you know, there's some places where it's super windy. You're gonna get blown all over the road." I'm like,
and Johnny,
yeah, well,
Johnny,
huh? What?
When a guy asks for guarantees like that,
right,
he's looking to be lied to.
Well,
I'm not just saying he wants to be lied to. I'm just saying if
yeah, yeah,
think about that. If a company says to you, yeah, we'll never make you drive on a windy day. You don't have to drive at night. You get to be home at a certain time. How truthful is that?
That's like the girl at the bar. I'm just looking for the right guy this time.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that it, really?
That's like little Shirley at the bar.
And then she gets lied to.
Yeah, every time.
Leaves her third husband.
She's getting lied to. Right. So, and look, I'm just so everybody knows, I'm not on the driver's side or the recruiter's side because, like I said, almost every recruiter is an ex-driver anyways, okay? I'm saying, yes, some do lie, okay? And that's unfortunate, but I don't think most do lie. I think most, I believe, because I know a lot of trucking companies, and this is the truth, if they had too many drivers accusing the recruiter of lying, they would end up firing that recruiter. I do, I believe that. Because, look, the one thing that a lot of drivers don't realize, it costs $5,000 to $10,000 to hire one driver. That's the average cost. When you put in the advertisement and travel and the training and everything to get that driver started, it's like $5,000 to $10,000 and sometimes more in cases. So if a trucking company's bringing a guy in, and look, they say when a trucker quits within a week or two, it's usually because he was lied to, or at least he thinks he was lied to, okay? And the bottom line with it is, if you have a recruiter that all of a sudden 90% of his drivers are quitting within a couple weeks or 30 days, that recruiter is going to be gone. So if recruiters are lying that bad, most of them would be fired. I'm telling you, really, it's true.
All of this kind of ties in with the show we did on why you left your last job. What was the number one reason again? I don't remember.
It was money. Money was the number one reason.
Number two, though. Number two was different.
Equipment.
Yeah, you would think it'd be home time, right?
Number three, yeah. I remember that stuff, Johnny Acid.
I digress, sorry.
That's all right, man. That's why you call you Johnny Acid. Okay, so, hey, listen, let's wrap this show up because it seems like the only answer why people hated their recruiter is because he's a lying piece of garbage. And to be honest with you, I agree. There are a bunch out there that lie, but I think there's more out there that are telling the truth, okay? I think there's more out there that are saying, here's what the mileage is when operations is really guaranteed. And I believe that in some cases, operations is lying to recruiting, or the salesman's lying to recruiting. And so recruiting's passing that on and boom, boom, boom. I'm telling you, it's a vicious cycle. I'm not saying that somebody's lying. And I believe that there's a lot of times where the driver is only hearing what he wants to hear. And he's all of a sudden accusing people of lying. So,
yeah. And you know what? I'm going to confirm what you just said, because I did this job too. And I know exactly what you mean. So,
were you a liar, Johnny? Did you lie?
No, man.
Did you lie to truckers?
I grew up in the 70s, dude. We told the truth.
Oh, people in the 70s, they just did acid. Johnny Acid.
Yeah, that's right.
So you didn't lie to truckers?
No, man.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah, it's funny, though. It's so true. It's so funny how drivers look at a recruiter like he's the worst person in the world. But he was one of them at one time. It's actually quite funny.
It is funny.
It is. Are we done?
Yeah, I think I gotta go.
You gotta go, literally. All right, well, listen.
Wrap it up.
Hey, let's wrap it up. Bottom line is, if you're a driver out there, be thorough. One last thing. Let me just say this. One guy said, "I don't ask the recruiter. I ask the drivers. When I see their drivers, I get the skinny from the drivers." Let me tell you all a little secret. Every one of those drivers is trying to recruit you too. You know why? Because they get a big recruiting bonus.
Is that true?
It's absolutely true. It's a recruiting bonus. That's what most trucking companies will pay their own drivers, like $1,000 or $1,500 if they recruit a truck driver, you know? So most of those drivers are going to recruit the driver. Now, every now and then you get one that's quitting, right? And he knows he's quitting. Right. Most guys that are quitting are never going to say anything nice. So if you get a driver that's saying, "Oh, it's a piece of garbage company, blah, 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 blah," right? He might be on his way out quitting right now. But if you get a driver that's going, "Oh, these guys are great, man. I'm making 3,000 miles. I'm getting this. I'm getting that." Yeah. "Oh, hey, well, listen, man, if you're going to sign up, my name is Bob Trucker, and here's my number, truck number. Go ahead and make sure you give them that. What's your name? I'll tell them that you may be calling in." And that guy's trying to get a bonus. So you don't know who's telling you the truth and who's not. To be honest with you, the best thing you can really do is call in. I always tell people, pray about it. Call the company and be precise on your questions. Am I guaranteed my weekends, or am I guaranteed home every week? How many miles can I get? And really, what's the average length of haul?
Yeah.
That average length of haul is such a big thing. Most drivers never ask about that. Average length of haul is big. If you're not getting at least 500 to 700 miles a day.
Especially with the e-logs.
Absolutely, man. If you're not getting at least 500 to 700 miles, you know, a lot of trucking companies, their average length of haul is like 350.
And what happens when you bump the dock at 350?
Yeah, you're sitting waiting.
And what's happening with your
clock? You got too many transitions in your day that's tying you up. Just, you know, they did a survey. Just getting off the interstate into the rest area to take a leak, it's like 15 minutes. There's no 5-minute stop in a tractor trailer.
No.
Imagine running in for somewhere and you're looking at a vending machine. You got to take a leak. You got to do this. You got to do that. It's 15 minutes minimum if you come back out and start it up and go. So just imagine having to bump a dock. How long does that take for the transition? Your day's shot. 350 mile average, you're screwed. So that's really some of the questions these truck drivers need to ask. What's your average yearly pay?
That's okay. Right.
See, a lot of truck drivers don't sit and go to themselves, hey, what did I make the last 5 years? What did I file for? And be honest with yourself. And then ask the recruiter, can you tell me what is the average annual pay here? Okay. And if it's a good average annual pay, it might be. You got better questions, tougher questions to pin these recruiters down, and then you can get better answers. But forget that mileage rate. What's my mileage rate? You know, how fast do your trucks go?
How much do you make?
What kind of truck am I getting? You know, honestly, if you guys, the number one reason why truckers are quitting is because of money. They need to ask more questions around that.
Right.
So, anyways.
Yeah, you can get 50 cents a mile, but if you're getting 1,500 miles, what difference does it make?
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Right.
And I think some companies do that. They throw that hook out there. Oh, we're going to pay you 50 cents. And then, and then you're going to be sitting.
Yeah, I mean, and that's actually almost like a lie. Even though you're getting 50 cents a mile, you're baiting them in with that, knowing that you're not really going to be paying them crap at the end of the week.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's really deception itself.
That's a bummer, dude.
You're better off finding a company with a good mid-pay where you can run, okay? And one that tells you you're going to get home. You got to trust a recruiter if he tells you you're going to get home on the weekends. It is what it is, you know? Hey, man, let's wrap this thing up. You know, number one reason, the only reason why they hate recruiters is because they lie. That's the answer.
Is that it?
The ex-trucker, now recruiter, lies. That's the answer. And I know not everyone does, but, you know, as a driver, we all see things through a driver's eye. When I was a driver, I actually felt the same way. So. Uh-huh.
That just gave me indigestion worse than I have already.
Johnny Acid, he's really not with it today.
Yeah, man, I gotta go.
I don't. Are we gonna? Do you think this show will make the air?
I hope so, because I've really tortured myself to put myself through the show today. Believe me, I've been sitting here.
I'm trying to stretch it out in case you like go down. I want to get the thud on the mic. Pump.
Yeah. Even if I don't croak, I mean, just the background noise blowing chunks or something.
Seriously, like an ambulance. Even if we can get an ambulance coming in here to pick you up, I mean, just imagine like what the ratings. Well, all right.
I hate you.
All right. Hey, listen, man. Let's wrap it up for real. Advice: be precise with your questions with recruiters, and trust your gut. You know, trust your gut. If it sounds too good, it probably is. All right. You got anything to add?
No, I think you covered it, bro.
All right, man. Hey, let's wrap it up. I'm Troy. Peace. And this is Johnny Acid.
Peace.
Peace.